Good morning, Film Club. Hey, John. I'm driving into work right now, so if I get pulled over, I'm sending you the bill. No, so let's get back to Breaking Bad. What I meant there when I was talking about like Todd being victorious at the end there, you know, I was more focusing on the fact that, you know, maybe Vince Gilligan would want to end the show kind of, you know, making the point that, you know, evil is kind of cyclical and, you know, Tuco's gone. Walter White replaces him. Walter White is gone. You know, Todd replaces him. So that's what, you know, if Todd, you know, comes out on top, like, you know, I think that's that kind of ending. It's the sort of like horror movie type of ending where you can't really defeat evil. I don't know that they're going to go there. I mean, I kind of have doubts about that. Obviously, you know, Walt's going to go one way or the other. Either cancer or, you know, someone's going to take him out, I think. But yeah, it doesn't mean that, you know, like the rest of the White family or Jesse can't, you know, go on to live their lives or whatever without or be Walt free and then just have better lives in general now. And I like your point about, you know, every kind of character being interesting, even, you know, a terrible person like Jack. Uncle Jack there, who, you know, like you said, is, you know, still, like, kind of intelligent and, like, well-read a little bit. So, absolutely agreed. It's all part of the, just great, writing that they have. And then just their performances as well. Just the actors really, really know how to do, the characters justice and play them well. And then, of course, you know, you aren't as excited about this season as previews because, yeah, like, you don't want it to end, and that's understandable. I think I've been a little different, just that I've, you know, I really just want to see how it all plays out, how it all ends, and I'm excited about that, but, you know, completely understandable that you don't want it to end because it's been such a great show. So that's Breaking Bad. Parks and Rec, while I have a few seconds left, was really great last night, like you said. One of the best shows on TV right now, hands down. I'm going to have to do a second boo here because I'm running out of time. So I'll get back to Parks later.